98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning. 24 degrees. So much for a trade truce rally as markets turned jittery Tuesday.
All Wall Street stocks turning sharply lower, erasing the market's gains from Monday on a trade truce rally. As the major averages soared on news that the U.S. and China had agreed to a temporary resolution in their trade dispute. However, investors' confidence in that truce appeared to falter on Tuesday, contributing to renewed fears of slowing economic growth, with the markets tumbling and the Dow plunging 799 points. Today, U.S. markets will be closed for a national day of mourning for President George H.W. Bush. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Gasoline prices continue to fall in Kansas. Sean Stewart is with AAA Kansas.
This past week, we saw another 13-cent drop to the statewide average of 216. Kansas this week is the ninth cheapest in the United States in terms of gas prices, and it's really all over our region. Missouri has the cheapest gas in the country. Oklahoma is second, and Texas is fifth cheapest.
Lawrence and Wichita are among the 10 metro areas with the lowest average prices in the United States.
Well, it was a busy Tuesday morning and early afternoon for the Wichita City Council.
Textron Aviation, Edizazi Industries, Metal Fab Incorporated, and Sandstone Apartments were all issued industrial revenue bonds. Textron received $91 million, which went to their East Campus facilities and included the building of a taxiway and a new chiller. Mayor Jeff Longwell was very appreciative of those companies' investments to the city. He spoke directly to Textron officials during Tuesday's meeting.
Thank you for investing in Wichita. We believe in Wichita, and it helps validate it that you believe in Wichita.
In all, $106.4 million was issued. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission will have a mostly routine agenda when it meets later this morning.
That routine agenda includes considering a resolution that will reaffirm the county's investment policy, some changes to the county's Division of Information Technology, and a public hearing to rezone a parcel of land on the northwest corner of North 47th Street East and 101st Street. The commissioners will meet in executive session at the end of the meeting, but there's no indication what they'll be talking about in that session. The commission meeting begins at 9 a.m. this morning in the County Commission chambers on the third floor of the Sedgwick County Courthouse. That's at Central and Main. The meeting is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Authorities say the victim of a deadly shooting outside a Kansas City hospital was 28-year-old Dominic Garcia of Kansas City, Kansas. Police say that he and a woman apparently were wounded when gunfire erupted Monday night. He then drove the woman about 2.5 miles to the hospital for help, with the gunman in pursuit. The gunman shot and killed himself.
There can be some damage when police raid a house, but a Michigan woman and her kids are left homeless after police searched her home.
The windows in the Buena Vista Township house were all knocked out during what police thought was a standoff. This after cops came to the woman's house looking for her 16-year-old son. State police thought he was barricaded inside, but he wasn't. Cops say that the son was wanted for putting a gun to someone's head, prompting the response, and say they will pay for boarding up the house. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear, a chilly start to the morning, but sunny today with a high 51. Tonight we'll be clouding up as a cold front slides our way. The overnight low 32. Could have some flurries or sprinkles towards morning. Thursday's high going to be 34, and we are already watching a storm system heading into the southern plains this weekend that will bring us a good chance of snow on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, west wind at 8 miles per hour, 24 degrees. 8:34. Steve and Ted in the morning, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward and Les Moonves. More problems,
yeah.
Right, Ted?
Yeah, a new report by CBS lawyers uncovering more allegations of misconduct by former CEO Les Moonves.
The lawyers were hired by CBS to find out if Les Moonves violated the terms of his employment agreement. The New York Times reports they found that Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators while trying to protect his reputation and $120 million in severance money. They also heard more sexual misconduct allegations, including multiple reports about a network employee who was, quote, on call for sexual favors for him. The full report is expected to be presented to CBS's board of directors before the company's annual meeting next week. Moonves resigned in September amid numerous allegations of sexual misconduct. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Anchorman's Ron Burgundy has a new podcast.
Will Ferrell is bringing back his famed Anchorman character from the movie of the same name for a new podcast appropriately called The Ron Burgundy Program.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
The show has been given a 2-season, 12-episode order available early 2019. It's set to launch on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and will be co-produced by iHeart and Funny or Die. The announcement was made via Twitter at Burgundy Podcast. No word yet if his fellow newsmen and women will be joining him.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah! Or what his alcue might be. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Kanye West being called out for poor theater etiquette at the opening night of the Cher show on Broadway.
The cast member who plays Sonny Bono wasn't too pleased with the fact that Kanye was constantly on his phone. Jared Spector tweeted out, quote, "Hey, Kanye West, so cool that you're here. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. Kind of a big deal for us." The tweet was retweeted over 3,000 times and has received over 25,000 likes. And if the show didn't grab Kanye's attention, well, the tweet definitely did. That's because Kanye ended up tweeting back. The dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I grab each other's hand and sing, "I Got You, Babe. Please pardon my lack of etiquette."
There you go.
If I had another son, I'd name him Kanye.
There you go.
Just after that guy.
A woman's rant about how the on-screen family in Home Alone went overboard with Christmas decor goes viral.
Claire Riley playfully calling out the fictional McAllisters in the 90s hit Home Alone for decking out their house with festive holiday colors, posting, "Of course you're going to be a target for Christmas bandits if your house is entirely Christmas-themed. Yes, it's the 90s, but who has a green landline phone with red, white, and green wallpaper and red flowers hanging from the bed above red pillows?" She calls the kitchen the worst, tweeting, "Red pots, green tiles, red teapot, crimson floors, even a green rolling pin. Film buffs getting a kick out of it." Riley ending by posting, "Home Alone, great movie, decorator's nightmare." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's get
up. When did that movie come out? 20 years ago?
A long time ago, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Whatever.
Whatever. Let's get a look at some new music.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Rita Wilson. The actress, producer, and singer-songwriter has her third album, Bigger Picture, out now.
I've always loved music, and I've always loved the idea of performing and singing.
She says after doing the musical Chicago on Broadway, she made music a big focus.
I made sort of like a mini mission statement to myself that I needed to do more music and have that in my life, in any projects.
She's still very busy on the big screen.
I think so many women I know are doing more than one thing at a time, really. And for me, it's making sure that I'm more selective so that I'm doing things that I feel really, really passionate about, because when you're doing them, you want to do them really well.
As for what she's looking for with movie projects, especially when it comes to her role behind the scenes.
I want to hear women's voices. I want to know what women are thinking and what women want to be doing and exploring. And I think that's an important time right now to be looking at those kinds of projects.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Award season starts tomorrow, if you count video games.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. The Game Awards happens Thursday night. This year's nominees for Game of the Year, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Did he say Cyclops? Did it hurt your feelings?
Celeste, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man.
Thanks, Spider-Guy.
It's Spider-Man.
Monster Hunter World and Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's gonna be casualty.
God of War and Red Dead lead the nominations with 8 apiece. Other categories include Best Ongoing Game, Best Game Direction, and Best Mobile Game. The nominees for that: Donut County, ports of Fortnite and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and Reigns, Game of Thrones. The ceremony can be seen on 40 different services, including Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. According to Variety, last year's Game Awards got 11.5 million viewers. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Let's get the latest on what's going on in country music.
I'm Michelle Polino. It was revealed this week that pilot error led to the helicopter crash that killed Montgomery Gentry's Troy Gentry in September of 2017. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, Gentry and the pilot were in the helicopter when it crashed near the Flying W Airport and Resort in Medford, New Jersey, September 8th. George Strait is continuing to add dates to his tour for 2019. The country icon is set to headline the 2019 Buckeye Country Superfest in Columbus, Ohio, Saturday, June 8th. Strait posting on Twitter, tickets are set to go on sale December 7th. Also on the bill, Blake Shelton, Chris Jansen, Midland, and Ray Lynn. And Tim McGraw is heading south of the border for Tim McGraw, One of Those Havana Nights, taking place May 23rd to the 27th in Havana, Cuba. The event is being presented as part of a cultural exchange program, which will see McGraw share the bill with several Cuban artists. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Hey, just a quick note, coming up, I'm going to be in a production of It's a Wonderful Life on stage December 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Wichita Center for the Performing Arts on East Central. If you want to know more information, you can check out the Signature Theater website and get tickets at ticketfly.com.
All right.
We'll be
good,
talking about
good.
That. Yeah, it's presented in the form of a radio play.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with that.
Fred
Clark passed away 50 years ago on this day. Character actor Fred Clark. You know this guy?
Yeah.
I always thought he kind of reminds me of you a little bit.
A lot. We got the same hairline.
You got the mustache.
Yeah. I see this guy on the TV. I say, do I look like that, honey? Yes, you do. Fred Clark.
Described as having a gruff voice, intimidating build, bald head, small mustache beneath an often scowling visage. He was often cast as a testy film producer, crime boss, landlord, employer, doctor, or general.
Yeah. You would immediately know his face if you could see it on radio. You'd know Fred Clark.
Fred Clark.
He was in tons of movies
in the 50s. He was in tons of TV in the 60s. He was in Sunset Boulevard, How to Marry a Millionaire, among others.
Yeah.
Fred Clark.
He stayed busy.
He passed away 50 years ago today. And let's finish up. Let's check in on some of the late night guys. How about The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC?
Let's get to some news. A new poll found that the top three Democratic contenders for president in 2020 are Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke. Biden's got the best experience, Bernie's got the best fundraising, and Beto's got the best chance of being alive in 2020. That's what they say.
And let's take a look at Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
This is interesting and a shock, I'm sure, to the people at Chicken of the Sea. According to the Department of Agriculture, consumption of canned tuna over the last three decades is down more than 40%. Fewer people are eating tuna out of cans than ever before. And the tuna companies are blaming millennials for this. According to their research, young people aren't eating tuna because they don't want to go through the hassle of opening a can. And all along, I thought it might have something to do with the fact that canned tuna is disgusting. But I think tuna is lucky they were around for as long as they were. Basically, they tricked us into eating cat food for 100 years.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know what? They treat each guest like they've been eating there since they opened their doors back in 1969. Great place to go. Pizza John's in Derby. It's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. They open at 11. They close at 10, Monday through Saturday. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:44 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. The longtime downtown Wichita building will go away. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.